USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal agencies can enforce President Biden's vaccine mandate starting on the 9th of November. That according to a new federal memo that says November 8th would be the deadline for workers to get their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. That date also the same deadline for workers to get their single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Senator Kristen Sinema is calling the delay to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure deal that she helped negotiate inexcusable. The Arizona Democrat firing off a blistering response to Nancy Pelosi's letter to Democrats saying that the party needed more time to work out an agreement. In the statement, Sinema argued that good faith negotiations do require trust, adding that canceling the vote further erodes that trust. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.